the same thing that we've been doing. It starts with preparation and guys coming to work. And guys have been coming to work and been determined to work through the game plan and do what the coaches tell us to do. He's Megatron. That's what makes him different. He's a man amongst boys out there. You see it all the time. Dude's 6'6", 230 pounds. I mean, and he runs a 4.3. So that's pretty freakish. To have it's like an ultimate receiver that you want. So if you can create him on a video game, I mean, that's basically what he is. So a lot of respect for him, and I feel like our defense do have a lot of respect for him. And he has a lot of respect around the league as well. Man, they're just two different players. They're definitely two different players. Calvin is pretty faster than Gronk, but I mean, size-wise, I mean, they're similar. You know, I don't know the exact Calvin's size. I mean, he's 6'6". I mean, I don't know. He's huge. He's like a NBA player out there when you're playing against him. You see on film all the time, two or three defenders around him. Stafford is still throw the ball up, and he comes down with it sometimes. So we're well aware of that. We just got to keep on game planning, and we're looking forward to the matchup Sunday. I'm not going to say. I play against a lot of great receivers week to week. Some of them will probably be future Hall of Famers, so. No, it's great, man. It's a matchup every week, and you look forward to that as a defense. Explosive player. He can take it the distance. He can take a 5-yard hitch 80 yards. I mean, he has those type of return skills, and he's very dangerous in the open field. So we definitely have to know where he's at all the time on the field. Who's ever next on the schedule, that's who we got to face, and that's our opponent. I mean, we don't back down from any challenges. We respect, every opponent that we play against. We're playing against some awesome offenses, in the league. And we played against the number one last week, and we got to keep on going. Whoever's on the schedule, that's who we got to face.
It's a challenge.
It's competition. Competition is fun. So we just got to continue to keep on competing and just keep on, working hard at what we do and what we do best. Well, the saying, practice makes perfect. I feel like it's perfect practice makes perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And we try to practice as consistent and as perfect as we can when we're out on the practice field, whether if it's angles, anything, somebody being in a gap, being on top when we need to in certain situations on defense. I think we just try to be as smart as a group as we can when we out there and try to figure out those, when situations come in the game, we try to figure out what's best for us and try to key in on those situations and take advantage of them. Bro, it's competition, man. like I said, we don't back from no whoever the receiving corps are, who the guys are. I mean, it's competition. I'm sure the same. If you ask Calvin, the same thing. It's competition. We're looking forward to it just as much as him and their offense. So.